Question 1. When you were young, did you see women in STEM roles?
I guess when I was young in the mid-90s and went to school in the 80s, STEM wasn't called STEM. It was called science and it was called maths. And I guess we've put together this acronym now that brings this together in a cool four-letter word. I ascribe actually to taking STEM a little bit further. And I think what's really important is we change the meaning of STEM and we start to think about it as esteem. We need to be able to include arts as a part of the word, but more importantly, we need to actually preface it entirely with entrepreneurship. So esteem is the natural evolution of STEM, because largely we can apply science and technology and maths to solving for challenges, but largely the real innovation step is going to be when entrepreneurs take a hold of STEM, bring together the artistic flair and flow of that, and then of course bring together the entrepreneurial nature of building businesses and solving for challenges in more design thought led environments.
Question 2. When you look back at your childhood, what things did you do that helped lead to where you are today?
I'd say the principles were sort of two major points for me. One is about the curiosity of mind. And I remember always asking the question of people around me, and my mum and my dad and even my brothers and complete strangers, but why? Why is it like this? And why does it work that way? And how does it work? And I was also, the next question was, are we there yet? I was quite impatient in my mind, particularly if I could see the how we were going to go about the resolution of the problem. But with all great thought leaders that are curious, that want to change the way things work today, it can't be separated from the ability to have an execution and to have an ability to dig deep in being deliberate against the discipline of following what I call following the black line. I was a very good swimmer as a kid when I was in school, so I had a curiosity of thought that I was always thinking about things needing to change, but just thinking about why and how things work and are we there yet and is there a way to solve for that problem, there's a disconnect between that and actually being able to have the discipline to go about the mechanics of getting it done. So I've managed over the course of the last 25 years to marry those two skill sets very clearly together, and hence why I've been able to build businesses and solve for very big, grand, global challenges, because it brings together those two left and right brain attributes of the body.
Question 3. What skills did you have as a child that helped you move into the world of STEM?
A curiosity of mind. I was quite impatient in my mind.
Question 4. Did anyone ever tell you, girls don't do that? How did that make you feel? How did you respond or react? What did you do?
There's many times where you have girls don't do that or we don't act this way. And I've always been that exception to many of the rules. So I often celebrated those comments that came my way and said, well, just watch me because I can and I will. And if we don't do it that way, then who's to say that's the only way that it needs to be done?
Question 5. What qualities do girls have that are great for a career in STEM?
I would say girls have a great understanding of the empathy and a widening of the knowledge around why what you're doing is an important problem to solve. And the marrying of those two things together places the human element at the centre of STEM. And often we see science and technology and maths being formed and engineering being formed around a physical formation of greatness, but we are fast starting to tackle the ethics of what we're building. Whether that be in science and engineering, whether it be in artificial intelligence, we have to be able to keep the consciousness of humanity at the center of everything that we're doing. And I think women naturally have that ability because we are relationship builders. You know, we are, of course, connected by human touch, being mothers, and or, of course, being, you know, the... Of course, being the centre of family. And I think that's a really important attribute that we can carry across into career pathways. And it's critically important now that we bring it across into STEM, because of the consciousness of what we're building is critically important, particularly as we start to think about the ethics of what we're building and why and how we're deploying it into the world.
Question 6. What advice would you give girls today about a career in STEM?
Go out and find great role models. Think about the skills that you are acquiring over time and bring together as much leadership around encouragement. If I was thinking about discussing this directly with kids, I would have to say, what are you curious about? Understand what skills you become the very best at, and surround yourself with other people that have the same mindset and different skill set, but want to solve for a grand challenge that you're curious about, and team around that problem to be able to build and change the future.
Question 7. Is there an easy activity that girls could do to have an experience in your field?
So there are so many great entrepreneur programs now that exist across the full spectrum of age and, of course, gender diversity. And I would say the activity to embark upon is go to a hackathon. Spend the time inside of schools connecting with the entrepreneur and the innovation ecosystem that exists, and connect directly in with robotics, because the automation and the marry of robots as well as AI, artificial intelligence, is going to become a very large part of every career pathway that exists across the globe. So pick up the books and read as much as possible. Listen to as many podcasts as you're able to gain knowledge around, but become immersed and spend time investing with other people that are also curious. And the best way to learn is by doing and failing. So join a hackathon, join a meetup group, and ask the school for the programs around entrepreneurship and innovation.